Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It with Scott Dudley and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And, of course, we're also on podcast at KXORadio.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, world. Welcome, listeners.
Welcome to the summer heat. It's here now.
Here and we're glad y'all have all of your kids up and listening, because we are the voice for wellness, and you know, kids should be hanging out and listening too, because they could be well. And thanks for joining us and for all those school employees that kind of were always trying to catch us like in between times, and now you're hanging out for the summer times. Welcome aboard. I hope your jobs are all safe and everybody's cool for the summer.
And you want to give us a call, our phone number is 337-8874.
Absolutely. Otherwise, just kick back and listen and enjoy us. And again, welcome aboard. We're here today with a guest. Her name is Marcela Perdomo, and she's got a master's degree, but she is a behavioral services coordinator for Motiva Associates, and she's going to talk about all that Motiva does for the community this morning. Yeah. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. My first experience at a radio, so it's very exciting. I'm going to talk a little bit about Motiva Associates and the services that we provide here in the Valley. Motiva was established in San Diego over 10 years ago, but here in the Valley, our director started coming and providing services about 10 years ago to San Diego Regional Center from the Imperial Valley. We have seen a growth, we have seen an expansion of our services for the past 5 years, and we have expanded our services, and I'll talk a little bit more about the services that we provide in more detail, but the nice thing to see is that we have been able to employ people from here, from the Valley, and train them, and have these people provide services to families from here, from the Valley. So I'm from here, and so it's a nice thing to see that we have
the San Diego people were really happy to get local employees, I bet.
Yes.
I think it's difficult for San Diego people to come from there to here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it's nice. Our supervisor still comes here once a week, so he likes the Valley a lot, so that's a good thing. And but we have most of our people are from here. So
originally you guys come down to serve San Diego Regional Center, which who are they and what did they do and how do you serve them?
Uh-huh. Well, San Diego Regional Center serves families who have children diagnosed with developmental disabilities. So the main population that they serve is autism, mental retardation, and it goes from mild mental retardation to profound mental retardation, cerebral palsy, and Down syndrome. That's the population mm-hmm. that we work with within the San Diego Regional Center program. And we also have different programs under the San Diego Regional Center. One of them is called Behavior Modification Services, and in that program we go to the homes and observe the behavior, collect data, and we develop an intervention plan based on the hypothesis of the behavior. So basically, a lot of what we do is behavioral work here in the Valley. In San Diego, Motiva has other services such as counseling services and family therapy, individual therapy, and couples therapy. But here in the Valley, we are providing behavioral services. And so within the Behavior Modification Services program, there is no age limit, and there is no as long as the client is a regional center consumer, we go in the home, and a lot of it is providing training to the families to how to teach them how to deal with a behavior.
Now, how do you determine who qualifies for your service? I mean, the behavior, because I'm thinking about autistic mm-hmm. children. You know, their behavior could be erratic.
Mm-hmm.
That could be everyone.
Yeah. That's,
or how? What would it be distinguished? You know, what he'll get, they get services, or they don't get services, or is it everyone gets services regardless?
Well, they have their own criteria.
The regional center, that
mm-hmm.
is, right?
Mm-hmm. And so they refer us. Once they refer the consumers to us, it's because they were approved by them. But basically, they have to have a challenging behavior, and it doesn't really have to be aggression or tantrum behavior. It could be any other type of challenge, such as self-stimulatory behavior or inappropriate sexual behavior, things like that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.